if you would, as this young man signing up, if there's others that want to speak, if you'd please sign up there and we'll give you that opportunity in just a minute.
I like you, young man.
Figured I'd be worth a quarter or something.
Or something.
All right.
Okay, I'll take a stab at telling you why we're here, and probably a lot of you know, of course. The map that Kanakuk had done is on the wall, just got it put up there, shows what they proposed, and that's a history. The phone call, I and Jim both talked to Mr. Frank this morning, and as you may have heard on the radio, they've decided not to come. They had a meeting last night with, I've lost the name of the...
I know, I've lived in the street.
Anyhow, there's a piece of property.
Woodson?
Yes. Woodson, yes. He talked with folks there, and my understanding is they are not... those folks in that neighborhood, some of you here evidently, were not in favor of them doing what they have, which is a preliminary design. So they're going back to the drawing board in the short term. There was talk about us not having the meeting. Needless to say, we said we couldn't do that. We already had the meeting posted. Tried to get it on the radio. Or did it get on the radio? Did anybody hear
it? I think it did, didn't it?
Anyhow,
yeah.
Apologize if you're here on wasted time, but my understanding from talking to Mr. Frank is, since there's problems, this design will not move forward, is my understanding. As I spoke to Lisa and a couple of you, my feeling was, and still is, until a lot of the things happen, I don't see that you got an issue, but it's your issue, and of course, if you do, you do. That's fine. I understand. I've talked to probably a half a dozen or so folks. So, what have I missed? And
well, I mean, one of the things I just wanted to point out was, you know, from their perspective, from Kanakuk's perspective, they were just come up with a concept, obviously their concept of what they would like to see. One of the first questions that we asked on the first meeting we had was, who's paying for this? And that question still has not been answered. One of the reasons Kanakuk decided not to come is that they don't have that answer yet. They thought they would have an answer by today. In talking to Mr. Frank, he thought that it would be closer to the end of August before he knew what his contribution level would be. Now, even after he says, I can give X amount of dollars toward the project, it's still going to be up to the commission to even think about even going forward with it if it is even a consideration, because speaking as one commissioner, we have not voted, but if it's a 50-50 split, I'm not even interested in the 50-50 split. And so there's a lot of milestones even to get to a point where we even really even strongly start considering this. And like Chuck said, the design as it sits is going to be changed. That was one thing that he pointed out. The other thing is, you know, we don't know, they don't even know how much money they're willing to even contribute to the concept. And so, you know, for us, it's just, I'm hearing an idea for the, and it's very incomplete for me.
Mr. Logan came and spoke to us Monday. There's been conversation of a $3 million. I didn't mention that when Mr. Frank came the first meeting. Great River Engineering, in doing the preliminary design, said it was possibly a $3 million project. So that figure that you've heard, that's where that came from. He also mentioned, as Jim talked about, my understanding, they would go to their fundraising base to raise the funds, see if they could even get the money to pay a half or full.
We haven't talked about that either.
So... You remind me a couple of things there.
Jay, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'd like to speak. Did you want to speak before I speak? Or, I mean, I'm fixing to let the doors off of something here.
All I was going to say, just for the audience's behalf.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, John. Would you come to the mic for us, please?
We do have people on the webcast who are listening, too. So.
Right.
John, can I just say something before you speak?
Sure. What I was going to say wasn't important.
Yes, it was.
Everything you say, okay. John, is important.
We knew that, John.
Everything you say is important. Just stay right there, and it's not going to bother anything for you to stay there.
All right.
There's been talk of the cost of the project. There's been talk about the alignment of a new road. As you know, the county in itself spent $300,000 on an emergency situation and did the job in approximately half or a third of the time needed to take care of that project. As this commissioner, I heard Jim say, and I wasn't going to repeat this because he said, as he said, that his interest wasn't for a 50-50 split. I want you to know that my interest in changing this road is absolutely no, under no conditions do I want Lakeshore Drive changed.
That's your doors blew off?
That's the doors.
Okay. Blew off. Your turn, John.
The only thing I wanted to say, honorable commissioners, is I don't know anybody in this group. I'm not associated with them. The only thing I wanted to say was, and truly, in fairness, a lot of people did hear the radio announcements and are not here today. Without any doubt, there would be many more people here today. Some of them called me, and I said, I think Lisa is going to go ahead with the meeting. They said, well, since Kennecuck's not going to be here, we probably won't. So there would be more people here. Just wanted you to be aware of that.
Thank okay. You. Not a problem. I got a lot of phone calls myself, so.
Okay.
Let me get the list. Bob, can you get
Bob,
the list?
Bob, would you hand us the list? Okay. Sherry Moore?
Would you mind if Terry went first?
Sure.
Go first, and then we can go
okay.
Sure.
Terry Beck? Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
My name is Terry Beck, P-E-C-K. About 7 years ago, my wife and I purchased a little Ma and Paul resort. Down there at the end of Lakeshore Drive. And since we purchased it, we're struggling. There's no doubt about it. We're struggling. You know, we pay our mortgages and we pay our bills and pay our taxes. $7,000 a year we pay in taxes. Pretty good bunch of money. You know, I'm sorry that Kennecuck isn't here today, but I just wanted to say I can't imagine how many millions of dollars worth of property, real property, Kennecuck owns. And you know, in the last 7 years, we've seen a lot of changes. My wife and I have been here. We've seen the landing go in, and closer to us than that is that Kennecuck camp. We see now what is impacting, I think, every one of our resort owners along Lakeshore Drive is a very nice, elaborate, Hawaiian-style, if you will, resort that went in. Got a little putting greens and all that, you know. And this has taken, the people that go there now has taken revenue away from us. People that we should have. And about 3 weeks ago, I learned that Kennecuck is not for profit. When I heard that, you know, I thought, well, we haven't made a profit in 7 years. What's the big thing? But that isn't what it meant. it meant that they are not paying any taxes. Well, this is not right. You know, something is wrong with this program. And now they want us to shut off part of Lakeshore Drive and build a road around them. Why? They say it's for the safety of the children. You know, I have kids. I have grandkids. I even have great-grandkids. And I think a lot of their safety. But there's a lot of other reason or ways to protect them and their safety besides building a road around it. I suggested maybe putting a couple of box culverts in. You guys did a tremendous job with that box culvert in a very short period of time. They could put a couple of things underneath the road and have a trolley or tram to run their kids back and forth. You know, that would be one thing about it that they could do. And my second question, like everybody else, who's going to pay for this? Who is going to pay for it? My wife and I cannot stand one more penny in taxes. We're paying enough taxes, and I don't know, but we as taxpayers really opposing this. You gentlemen were voted in by the general public, by the taxpayers, and I would just hope and pray that you would listen to what the taxpayers and the people that voted you in office have to say before you make a decision on such a ridiculous project. I want to thank you and thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Sharon, you want to go next?
Hi. If you don't mind, I'm just going to read.
Okay.
It's a little lengthy. I'm Sherry Moore, and I speak for apparently one person. Kennecott's concern for the safety of their campers and motorists is completely unfounded. It is no less safe for a person to cross the street of downtown Branson throughout the day as one shops, eats, and works than it is to cross the Lakeshore Drive. Oh. Okay. To the best of my knowledge, throughout the decades, no accidents have even occurred on Lakeshore Drive, to the best of my knowledge. Safety is a matter of personal practices and decisions that individuals make and encourage others to make in the best interest of their own safety and community members. When unsupervised campers make decisions to jog or walk on Lakeshore Drive, can we assume that they did so after being given safety classes by Kennecott's body that is actually responsible for supervising these campers? Same for the adults of Kennecott who make a conscious choice to intentionally walk in groups of three across the entire lane. They are no less safe than they would be if they made the same choice and proactively walked down a lane on Branson's main street downtown or walk three across an entire lane on the bridge connecting Branson and Hollister or walk three across a lane on a major highway. Each individual has the right to make their own choice and safety measures, and when they as adults or they as unsupervised youth that camp at Kennecott choose to risk their lives and physical health and that of the motorists their choices go with them wherever they go. It is not exclusive to the Lakeshore Drive. These decision makers whom feel it is perfectly safe for themselves and others will make these same choices where they live year-round, whether it's in Arizona or Oklahoma, Arkansas, California, or wherever they live throughout the rest of the year when they're not in Branson. If Kennecott chooses to encourage or neglect to demonstrate proper supervision over these youth campers or neglects to have the campers utilize the current overheads across Lakeshore Drive that are there for additional safety, they are admitting to the fact that Lakeshore Drive is actually quite safe for the young campers to walk, to cross, and jog. I find it very hard to believe that Kennecott would intentionally jeopardize the physical safety of their campers by exposing them to physical harm if it were actually unsafe for them to cross Lakeshore Drive. Any safety risk that exists is done with the full knowledge of the campers and Kennecott supervisory parties. Their risk to their own personal safety in the groups they walk with and the motorists is no greater on Lakeshore Drive than anywhere else these decision makers go. If, after this meeting, I go walk right down the middle of any random traffic lane in Branson to align myself with the intentional decisions that some adults and some campers choose to make, knowing full well they may be putting themselves and motorists at risk, if I do, will the county then please shut down all the roads in Branson that I choose to walk on so that I may be safe from myself? so that the motorists can be safe from a deliberate act on my part to daily expose them? And will the county then have the taxpayers pay out millions, curving out new roads on the assumption that I may then, that I may not actually go over to the new roads and act in the same exact manner? This is the true logic behind Kennicott's safety concerns for the campers. Again, we have to conclude that the safety concerns are truly minimal. Otherwise, we would have to assume that Kennicott, as a supervisory body over these campers, would not have allowed their camp to have been built and used by campers all these years in such unsafe conditions. We have to assume that Kennicott would have taken time throughout the years to build additional overhead passes and jogging trails for their campers if they were indeed unsafe. As for the campers that sleep not less than 100 feet from the road and their safety, I would assume that Kennicott built within the county safety building practices when they built these buildings for the campers to actually sleep in. I would assume the county hired competent parties to advise them and determine what is deemed safe for the public at large prior to Kennicott building. The campers have all this area inside the campground to exercise and to jog and to run, yet they feel a personal need to jog away from the camp area and jog all up and down Lakeshore Drive and even Timberlake. If Lakeshore Drive were to be gone, that would not stop campers from jogging in the roads when they feel like it to keep healthy and fit and get some fresh air beyond the Kennicott property and their curiosity about their surrounding neighborhood. They would still jog right in the middle of the road of the new roads as they do with Timberlake. Therefore, there would be no improved safety with the measure being proposed by Kennicott. Kennicott's consideration, I'm almost Kennicott's consideration to offer potential residential development opportunities at the expense of taxpayers, of which Kennicott is not one, is a consideration I am sure these unknown beneficiaries are probably very grateful. However, the county can accommodate these beneficiaries without inconveniencing the current residential and commercial communities that already exist on Lakeshore Drive and Kennicott, as Kennicott is proposing that you all do. A newly paved road, and it's kind of a summation of the same thing, a newly paved road would not stop campers from jogging on the road. I have come across campers jogging all up and down Timberlake, and those joggers are no less safe on Timberlake than they are along Lakeshore Drive or anywhere else that they go in the world. Utilizing Kennicott's property for jogging trails that Kennicott should pay for to accommodate the demands of their own campers makes better sense to me. Kennicott's attempt to expect the residents all along Lakeshore Drive to reroute their driving patterns and force devaluation of property to accommodate their demands of their clientele is unreasonable. Sorry.
Thank you. Rick Harrison?
Okay, first I just came to support my new friends on Shore Drive, and we're all big families down there. So I own a company called Bootleg Real Estate, and I've set up a couple of subdivisions, and I come to get questions mainly to find out what they were going to do. And I'll refer to the next, I'll come back and find out when they come with a new proposal. I'm against it, of course.
Okay. Sure.
But we'll go from there.
Sounds good. Susan Martin. Afternoon, young lady.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Good. And you already know where I stand on this, yep. But just a couple of points that y'all were not at the meeting last night, and I was. Don Franks was really surprised when I spoke up and said that I was from Lakeshore because there was only supposed to be Woodson Bend people there last night. And several of the Woodson Bend owners were not even made aware of that because Kennicott said they only sent out 10 notifications. We all who were there last night had a problem with the veil of secrecy. It's when I asked him when Lakeshore was going to meet, he said, well, I intend to meet with Lakeshore people later. Well, it was going to be after this meeting today. That's not right. There's an undercurrent going on. Also, he had already met. There's several of their employees that live in the area that belong to Kennicott, and he had already met with them prior to last night's meeting, so they were not there. And one of the other things that concerned all of us, we talked obviously after it, was that when he first presented the proposal, he said that he had not spoken with our commissioners, and which I thought it was kind of interesting because Chuck kind of drew me a map last Saturday. And anyway, somebody asked how KRZK got this map, and he said, well, I met with the Transportation Committee 2 weeks ago. So I thought, well, Chuck was probably there. And so, you know, that kind of made sense. And then later he said that he had met with each of y'all individually. He has no credibility as far as I'm concerned. The other thing that last night he was asked several questions. And the only question, first of all, considering funding, because that is my major concern, he said that they would contribute some of the money, but not all. One of the compensations he was also going to give the county was that they were going to donate land for on which the county could build a fire station. So that was the his comment on how it was going to be paid for. And the only direct question that he answered was we asked him about safety along the new road, and he said that they were planning on providing a vegetation fence along the new road. And he's, you know, he kept stressing my main concern is safety and security. So the other thing, the last thing, my last point, were the, well, they really weren't so veiled threats about that they're the third largest employer in Taney County. And if they don't get the safety and security that they need, that they're going to pull out, and or they might have to pull out and take their money elsewhere and establish another camp, which would negatively financially impact our county. I think that y'all need to be aware of that. So anyway, and they do pay taxes. Last year they paid approximately $64,000 in personal property taxes and property taxes, but that, you know, $64,000 is a drop in a bucket when it comes to running Taney County. So I hope you all will give it seriously consideration. I think it is incumbent upon Kanakuk. It's their problem, and they need to solve it without taxpayer dollars. Thank you all.
Just so I can clarify or not just elaborate a little bit more on what Ms. Martin said, we have met with Don, I think, twice in our office when he first came with the conceptual drawing. When that's when he handed that to us, and that was one of our questions is some, I need to know what some contributions mean, and that was part of the purpose of today's meeting we're supposed to have is what number have you come up with, just so we can even start thinking about it, because we really haven't thought about it a whole lot. And so just to let you know, just for the record, we have met twice as a commission. I think, is that right, Chuck and Danny? I think it's been twice?
I know we've met once.
Okay, maybe once. And then I met with Don individually once. So, but
yep. Okay, Jerry?
My name is Jerry Acton. I own the Blue Haven Resort for 36 years. I'm here to express my opposition to this plan at Kanakuk. It seems to me that this company has a problem that they want us to solve. And my feeling is they made this problem by their expansion and their business, knowing full well what they were doing. And I think it's grossly unfair for them to burden the people on Lakeshore Drive, the residents and businesses, and the taxpayers, I'm assuming, of Taney County to take care of their problem. If they have this much money and their expertise, my feeling is they can solve their own problem as I do with my business, these people do with their business, and not ask the county to come to their rescue. It doesn't matter to me if their revised plan is a super interstate. That's immaterial to me. I was on this drive when it was a special road district, and I worked with my old dump truck patching holes when John was sitting in your chair with his permission. Time and time again. I feel like you folks have already been over backwards to this company in regard to what they do to Lakeshore Drive. And we, have tolerated that and accepted it for all the 36 years by way of, whether it's legal or not, I'm not sure, but they sign constantly up and down Lakeshore Drive and with, I assume, their laws of what can be parked there. They can paint anything they want to on Lakeshore Drive. They can stop traffic, public traffic, for their people, and I'm not sure that that's legal. It may be. But if it is illegal and a county turns a blind eye to that, then every business on any county road has the same right to sign it to deface the public road to stop traffic as they do, because you people have set the precedent of letting them do that. So I think that probably worth looking into with that, in my estimation. But they, this tax thing, you know, they may pay some, but I'm sure that they're, it's not near what the value is. Now, I could be wrong. I'm just assuming this because I've lived there. I've seen what all they built and the houses they got, and this $64,000 they mentioned in taxes doesn't sit with me on that there. And for them to come to you and us as taxpayers, and to assuming we'll vote in taxpayers' money to subsidize this road of theirs, if it wasn't so serious, would be ludicrous. And I want you guys to think about this, and I'm sure you will. You didn't get here by being stupid, and I'm sure you'll give it all the consideration it deserves. But if you do vote this in and taxpayers' money is involved in it, I think you're, I don't know, it seems political suicide to me, but I'm not a politician, thank God, and I wouldn't have your job for anything in the world, and I don't know why you guys want to do this, but to take all this
maybe abuse. We're not as smart as you say.
Maybe not.
It could be. You wouldn't be up here, but I thank you for your time. I want to let you know where I stand on it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Lisa.
Hi, I'm Lisa Acton, and I've been with the Actons and Blue Haven Resort for 27 years now. And the camp has always acted like this is their road, and now I feel like they just want to make it official. They've parked on both sides of the road. They put up their own signs. I assume they're their own signs. They put up lights that come during the season and go down when it's not the season. I'm very thankful they've started parking in their own property instead of along the side of the road where they would force the road to be a one-lane road. And if you're driving a truck with a bass boat and you meet a Cadillac, guess who gets to back up, even if it's around that bad curve? The camp thinks that their people have the right to go down the road four abreast, never see them walk single file over to the side. We can always go around them. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's fair. And I sure don't think the taxpayers need to build a new road to go around them. This is our road. We are a community down there. I think they need to take into consideration that they have neighbors. They might not want to acknowledge us, but they do have neighbors and businesses beyond them. We do exist, and I think that our voice is just as important as theirs. Thank you.
Okay.
Dave or Don or both, one or the other.
Ladies first. My name is Dave Fandel, and I own the Lakeshore Resort. And I'm dead set against this project. And I'm wondering how it's gotten as far as it has because I know if we were to reverse the coin on this and the Lakeshore people wanted to reroute that road, we'd be hiring planners, we'd be in analysis, we'd be doing impact analysis for the infrastructure and the road study, and it'd probably take us 2 years to get to that drawing. So I think the commission, and I thank them very much, but I think they need, if Kennecott's going to do this, they need to go back and do some homework and present us with some real impacts. And I think once you look at all those impacts, you're going to back off of this thing real quick. Because there's, for example, there's a lot of easements under that road, sewer. Someday there'll be some water lines, electricity. That's just one of many, many issues that you guys, I'm sure, are aware of that should be looked at before we get to this point. So you're kind of wasting your time and wasting our time reacting, and we don't know what we're doing without an impact study. Thanks.
Thank you for hearing us. I'm Dawn Fandel, and I represent Lakeshore Resort and the Del Mar Resort, both located on Lakeshore Drive. And I'm here because of a newspaper article I saw today. It's dated Wednesday, June 24th, from the Branson Daily News. And the reason why I'm here is because it states in this article that there have been two public meetings to hear concept so far. And it also states Kennecott Camps has had no conceptual drawings made, yet I'm staring at one now. And I'm very frightened, I'm very scared, because as a business along Lakeshore Drive, and knowing my neighbors of so many other long-standing businesses on Lakeshore Drive, resorts that have been in continuous operation since the 1930s, Lakeshore Drive is, Lakeshore Resort, according to county records, has been in continuous operation since 1934, and Del Mar since 1941. I don't know about Tanglewood Lodge, Taney Como Lodge, or Blue Haven, but I suspect they are of a similar history because of the way the buildings look and the layout of the land. They all look very much the same. Sweet, darling little family resorts where families have come for decades to enjoy Lake Taney Como. And the thought of our sweet businesses that pay so much in tax dollars, sales tax revenue, personal property tax revenue, as well as our property tax revenue, for us to be harmed while one entity benefits seems unconscionable. Thank you for hearing me.
Does anyone come in late? They wanted to speak? Sir? And what's your name for the record, please?
Yes, I'm Roger Gibson.
Okay.
And I'm on the Save Lakeshore Drive team. And I just wanted to say I'm against the road. And I just echo what they just shared. So.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Roger. Okay, other comments?
Let me just...
I think point of order, was I on that list?
You came up and spoke, didn't you? Did you want to speak twice? Well, come on. It just says once here. Well, maybe it doesn't say once.
I spoke on a point of order at the beginning of the meeting, so we would know it was obviously... impromptu mention of the fact that we might have many more. You commissioners will have to pardon me. I'm John Logan, 2277 Lakeshore Drive. It was implied, kind of criticized, that I was a little rough on you guys Monday.
Who did that, John?
Pardon?
Who complained about you being rough on me?
If I remember correctly, the road and bridge manager. He stood okay. up and he said that I was impolite and that he'd had many years of public service. Well, he obviously hadn't had public service where they had an active and dogmatic press. and I'm an active and I'm a dogmatic press man. I've been trained as a journalist, as a cartoonist, and an editorialist, and this is like a dog on a bone for me. When I get letters that say there are no plans, when there are plans, a little flag goes up. When I get a letter that says Kanakuk pays taxes and I know they're exempt, another little flag goes up. When I am told that there are meetings, but I haven't heard about them, my radar starts buzzing. I'm sorry, folks, I'm a journalist first, but I'm a citizen. And citizenship is not a spectator sport. It requires participation. And when I hear that things are being done that are said are not being done, it raises my hackles as a citizen of the United States of America. Once again, citizenship is not a spectator sport. You got to get involved. One of the greatest patriots in America said some simple words, and they were taken wrongly by a lot of the citizens of his time. And Thomas Jefferson said, "He who governs best governs least." And a lot of people says, well, that means government ought to keep their hands off everything. That's not really what it means. What Thomas Jefferson meant by "he who governs best governs least" means that you guys, elected by the people, don't have to make all of these decisions. So you can govern least. My recommendation is, if this thing goes any further with Kanakuk camps, that immediately, before any vote is taken by this board, that a petition be filed for a ballot issue. This is a ballot issue. When you're talking about spending $3 million of the taxpayers' money on somebody else's problem, and when you're talking about giving away God's good earth that belongs to the people, Lakeshore Drive, that requires a ballot issue, not the action of you three. Therefore, you can cover yourselves. You can follow Mr. Jefferson's suggestion. This should never go before this board. It should go before the taxpayers of Taney County, Missouri. Thank you.
James.
I've heard my name mentioned a couple, three times here, or my job mentioned a couple, three times here, so I believe I better answer. The taxation issue with Kanakuk camps came through a circuit court case and the changing of some of their properties to the word ministries. This went through circuit court, and they won one case, which was very persuasive toward the other two cases of exemption that Kanakuk camps received. I would not exempt Kanakuk camps on the Kauai or whatever the name of the place is. I felt like it was a non-exemption, but due to the court case, it appeared that's all I could do, and I did not do it myself. I allowed a board to do it. So the exemptions that Kanakuk camps received has been streamlined to fit the exemption process, and I understand that they have went as far as putting their properties now in a ministry that will absolutely fall into the streamlined case and probably receive full exemption on all their properties next year. I am opposed to that 100%. and I don't believe that's correct, but I have to do my job as the law allows me to do it, and it was persuaded by a court case. I thank you very much.
Okay. Jim, you want to add something?
I just wanted to point out that, once again, I think I mentioned it Monday, the Taney County has spent $0 on this concept. I know that I believe it was Dave mentioned about studies and easements. I don't even know what they've done to if they've provided any of that justifications for what they've done. But just for clarification, we have spent nothing dollar wise on their concept drawing, and so far I apologize for you guys getting to the excitement we're at right now, because I believe there's a lot of unanswered questions before we can even go on to anything else. And that's going to be...
Fundamental question.
Yes.
My name is Sherry Roberson. My family's here. Isn't there anything that protects us from stuff like this? I mean, it seems like, isn't there any county ordinance or laws or anything that would protect the good citizens of Taney County from something like this even happening or even coming to this meeting? I mean... Aren't we protected? Don't we have any protection? I mean, can you guys say, hey, we're going to do this and...
There's a procedure.
I mean, can anybody come and say, hey, listen, we're going to change the road because...
We actually have a lot of requests on a monthly basis for...
Well, why is this one going through? Is there something... Is there some personal interest for any of the commissioners with Joe White and Kennecott Camps? Or
that question was asked Monday, and we answered that question. There's... You know, we can replay the tape, but this is no different than any other. We've met four times on a road called Mohawk Drive. Once again, it's just all of our meetings are posted public. We hold no private meetings. The problem is this one that we've had. I do want to correct it. I think I told Mindy that there was two public meetings. We've only had one public meeting. I've had one, the initial meeting.
Still doesn't. You know, that still doesn't address how can something so outrageous become anywhere in the realm of happening when you've got the betterment of one to the detriment of everyone else. How can us as citizens protect ourselves from things like this happening?
I'll just answer it best I can, and then we'll, before we would have made a decision, we already talked and told Don in a previous meeting that we were still going to have public hearings well before, even if we got the first five questions answered, there was still going to be public hearings before we made a decision, because we knew the impact of the area.
So why are you still entertaining it? I mean, entertaining the idea, what due process that do we all have to go through I mean, I understand everybody's problems with it and to and for it, but I'm just wondering, how can we be protected from a decision that you might make?
Well, I don't know if I can answer your question, but let me take a stab at it.
I don't mean any disrespect, sir. I honestly don't. I'm just very confused how something so ludicrous could become to fruition by the decision of you. How can we protect ourselves as citizens? What few rights we do have left, and what's it going to be, intimate domain next time if they don't get the property they wish to acquire? Are you going to be able to send that through to?
We, as far as I know, this is our attorney, Mr. Paulson. We have, I assume what Jim was talking about is road vacations, and we have them on a regular basis. They come through the county commission. Very seldom is there a built road like Lakeshore Drive that comes before us, but there's lots of times that there's roads that are platted, they've got right-of-ways dedicated, they're roads. I mean, as far as legally, they're a road.
Right.
And so you come before us, say that you've got property on both sides and it's not of any use or any purpose, so you come before the county commission, go through the legal process, and we look at the issue, look and see what properties might be affected, have public meetings or posted, all those kind of things. And if it's not doing any good, we have the power, right, Mr. Paulson, to vacate that road. what Kanakuk has asked us to do, or suggested, is that a new road is built and we vacate the other one. And that's what they've asked us to do, in short. So just as all you people, excuse me, are dead set against it, there are people that are for it. And we have right, as elected, the jobs we have is to listen to your side of the story as well as the other side. And that's why we're here today. I told Lisa, I went and visited with Lisa.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, too. When you showed them the plot of the, I guess it was this, what was your comment when it was pointed out how disastrous it was going to be for everybody, and you agreed?
I talked to him for how long, Lisa? 30 minutes? I'd say every bit of 30 minutes. Which comment are you searching for?
I don't
for
know. I wasn't there. This is hearsay, but it was under that you agreed that it would be disastrous for everybody, yet you were still committed to... Well, Mr. Joe White and his camps, and I was just wondering if you know it's, you know, shouldn't you recuse yourself from it if you know that it was a disaster to everybody, that you know, you would still be trying to push it?
I'm not trying to push it. And Lisa and Terry, if I did I spread that to you? Did I say I was pushing it in any way?
No, you did imply that it would be a good thing for us.
And let... And I'm not pushing it one way or another. And I told them, and I've told the other people that called me and had concerns, and I went and talked to them. And I said, I meet with one gentleman nearly every week, and he's come before me in the last, since I've been a commissioner, brought me pictures one week, whole stack of pictures of the complaints that you all are talking about. And just being straight with you, when Kanakuk says, you know, here's an option, and it would solve the traffic problem, I thought, geez, that would surely be a positive to folks. And so, but regardless whether I'd had that or not, I'm going to listen to them just like I'm listening to you. Your question of whether you can stop us from doing that, I guess John kind of alluded to
it. How about having a promise from you guys that you will take into consideration the wants of the many as compared to the wants of a few without any...
Ma'am, pardon me, but we do that in some form every day of the week.
I understand that, and I mean no disrespect at all, but I'm just...
There's a road in the county that has been vacated, a highly used road south of town, and lost my name. Big Cedar bought all the property around the road, and the new highway has bypassed the road, and so they came to us and asked us to quit maintaining it. Why would we continue to maintain a road that is used for their own business alone?
Right.
And so we vacated it. Right or wrong, I thought it was the right thing to do. But we went through the process, and there was nobody here except the attorney that did the legal work. But we didn't do it at a drop of the hat. We didn't say, yes, we'll do that. We checked things out. We went through the process. And whoever gave you the idea that I'm sold on it, and I think if you'll talk to the two people that are nodding their heads back there, that I didn't say that. And I think I did say that, well, what if they paid for it? Because they came to us asking us to pay for it or half of it.
They wanted to pay a
third
of it.
They wanted to pay half of it or whatever.
I think it was a third.
Well, it's a tape meeting. You can listen to the tape.
Well, anyhow,
let me finish, please, if I may. If you will listen, if you'll go talk to those people, I said, well, what if they paid for it themselves? And I've asked that question to some others. Mm-hmm. I don't know who gave you the idea that I'm pushing it. I'm not pushing it one way or another. I think probably all of us sitting up here as commissioners, when we ran for the job, we talked, we said things that we will look at things mm-hmm. impartially, look at both sides, listen to both sides. If there's two sides to an issue, there most generally is. And so they spent the money, they brought that to us, they presented it to us, this is what we wanted to do.
Right.
And I'm 99% sure that I told Mr. Frank, after speaking down at Blue Haven, that I don't think you'll get this done unless you pay for the whole thing yourself. And I also told Lisa and Terry that at this point, I don't see that you got a big issue to fuss about. John came Monday, it's in the paper, it's got a lot of attention, talked to Susan Saturday, we were working together.
We're real concerned.
Again, the farther it goes, the least likely it looks like that it'll happen to me. But I don't know what to hold tomorrow. But
okay.
Anyhow.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Ma'am. Thank you.
I got something to say on that.
Okay.
You know, there's a process that we go through whenever there is a road vacation, and I'll just tell you how interested that we were in the vacation of the road at Big Cedar. There was one person that lived on that road, and I made sure that one person was in agreement of that road being closed before I voted for it. So the remonstrance that would be in place for a vacation of this road would have to come through you citizens. As you ask for protection, there are laws and regulations that we follow by statute that calls for a hearing and a remonstrance from each one of the citizens here that would be opposed to such a thing. I personally don't plan on it getting that far if I have anything to do with it, but that is one thing that I want you to know, that you do have a recourse, that you don't feel like you're out on a limb. That's the reason there's three commissioners vote on issues, because we all have different ideas and we all sit in different positions and represent different people. But I want to make it clear to you that you're not out there on a limb with a decision being made to take this alternate route, because this alternate route means a vacation of your Lakeshore Drive. And when your vacation of your Lakeshore Drive, that is the citizens' right to voice their opinion.
And Lisa, I'm sure I'm repeating myself, but did I not promise to you that there would be meetings if it went anywhere? Did I not?
That's when we discussed things, and you said if there were any meetings, we would get to hear about them.
Yes, ma'am.
But I do have to wonder, because I had heard rumors that there were going to be meetings Friday, May 15th. And then when I asked you about it, you said, no, there was no meeting. And then it was Friday afternoon, May 15th, when you called me and said the camp had brought this map. And it was Saturday, I believe, the 16th, when you brought it and showed it to Terry and me. So that made me have to wonder, was there a meeting on Friday?
I'm not sure what
you get the map that you brought to me.
The map you're talking about was one copy that I know of.
Of this one that you brought.
And Jim had the map,
yeah,
and I had to get it from him.
From a meeting that I had with Don one-on-one.
I don't remember. Jim, can you help us? Not you, Jim. Other Jim. Did we have two meetings? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Anyhow, yeah, they're taped. We tape our meetings. You're welcome to get a tape and listen to the tape.
That's, I just felt a little...
That was, the article is a misquote for me. I believe there's only one public meeting, but...
I don't know. I mean, we meet, you know, on lots of different things. But
just for clarification for meetings, anytime two commissioners or more meet, we have to post the meeting 24 hours in advance minimum. And based off our schedule and everyone's wanting to meet with us, it's multiple, a lot of times it's multiple days out. I mean, we're trying to get a meeting together, a two-hour block, and we're out 2 or 3 weeks out from now just to get a two-hour block together when all three of us are together. So by the Sunshine Law, we have to post every meeting at least minimum 24 hours in advance, and it's a public meeting.
So that's why when I first contacted Chuck, I wanted to make sure that what I was hearing was correct, and that I didn't want to stir up anything that didn't need to be stirred up. That's why I didn't mention this to any of my neighbors. I've known John for years, and I didn't mention it to him. He finally, I heard that he had heard about it. And I said, yeah, I've kind of been hearing about this for 2 months now, because it was back in April when I got first wind of this. And it was May 15th when I had heard that there was supposed to be a meeting about this. And that's, I remember I was driving to town on that day, and I thought, huh, wonder if they ever had that meeting. And then it was while I was having lunch later on that I got a call from Chuck saying, yeah, I've got something I'd like to show you. And so that's why I just thought, well, I hope that I am being kept abreast. And I don't, unfortunately, sit down and check my computer diligently about upcoming meetings.
There's hardly anybody that does. I mean, there's so many meetings.
There was not a meeting on the 15th with Kennecuck. I just pulled up the calendar, and we didn't have one on the 15th. So.
Okay. It was right after that, though, that we...
I think the only meeting we had was in April, so...
Okay.
When they dropped that conceptual off, and we had a bunch of... We gave them more questions, and that's the last time I think we got together, so...
Okay.
Susan, you just had to add something.
Yeah, I do. Good. Okay, and it's because, you know how we feel. Mm-hmm. I know Danny well, and I know you well. And I do want to tell you all, and I feel very strongly about this, I believe that Chuck and Danny, I don't know Jim well, just met him earlier, but I do not believe that you all have another agenda. I believe you believe in Taney County, and you're going to listen to the people. If this goes through, I'm not going to vote for you. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it doesn't go through. But you will always have my personal respect, and I just want the people sitting here today to know that I know you as personal people, and I believe in your integrity, and I do believe that you have the best interest for the citizens and not the private interests of Taney County as a whole. And I just felt like that it needed to be said. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Okay.
I'm good.
I think I'm good to go. Thanks for coming. Appreciate your attitudes. Waving goodbye, or you want to say something?
Point of order.
one thing I'd like to point out if you have email.
Thank you, John.
If you have email and would like to get our weekly or daily agenda of all the meetings we have throughout the week, if you want to call the commission office, they can put you on the email. And so anytime there's a change to any meeting, we already email it out 100, 200 emails. It's also on the website. We post everything. As soon as there's a change, I mean, if we move a meeting back 30 minutes, you'll get a new email because we have to by law. So if you want to be emailed the agenda, every time, sometimes there's 5 or 6 changes a day, but if you want to be on that email list, please call the commission office, and they'll add you to that email list. Like I said, we send out hundreds, and it doesn't cost us any more to send one that does a couple hundred. So that's another way if you guys want to be aware of what we meet on, and because by law, we have to at least list the topic of what we're going to discuss. So that's another way for transparency. Obviously, our website will have the agenda posted also. Mr. Logan.
And we are on the web.
And we're on the web now.
And so if you want to listen in on any meeting that we have. That's in this room. You get on your computer and you can hear exactly what your commissioner's thoughts are and their opinions. And I appreciate the fact that Susan made it plain that it is your right every 4 years to decide how you are represented.
Just as a final note, no grand speeches, but I would like a pledge out of this county commission that should the Kennecuck road rerouting monster raise its head again in any form for a meeting, would you please contact somebody here so they can get the word out and we can attend the meeting? That's just let us know if you got another meeting on this Kennecott thing.
I promise Lisa that whenever that was, and we will do that.
Okay.
And it'll be posted.
Yeah. The posting thing is a wonderful thing, but you know, it's kind of if you don't know something's happening, you're not looking for it.
Everybody's busy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just for fun, if all the electronic stuff doesn't work, it's Jim's fault because he's brought a lot of that with him. Just a little humor. Okay. Anybody else? Have a nice afternoon.
Can I just the next week on the Monday the 29th, do you have it posted that there is another discussion at 9 a.m.? Is that still on or on Kennecott?
Probably.
On the website.
Probably not. Be
9 a.m. what day?
From the conversation. Are you looking?
I'm looking. I don't see it.
On the website.
It said something about Kennecott?
It said Lakeshore Drive. Did it?
The 29th.
From the conversation that I had on the telephone today with Mr. Frank, I would say there will not be an issue.
I don't have it
posted. Calendar on the 29th that had it last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't show anything on the calendar at all So
the number, and you can stop up at the office right now if you like, but it's 7204 is the commission number if you wanted to get on the email list Jim was mentioning.
Right.
It doesn't cost anybody
but
anything.
To reiterate what Chuck says, and I talked to Don Frank too, I don't expect him to, if he comes back and wants another meeting, I wouldn't expect one until mid to late August at best. You know, and once again, I'm not looking for any political hot potatoes, and it'd be one. So if he doesn't come back, I'm fine with that too. So, but I wouldn't expect anything between probably when talking to Don, the mid to late August at the earliest. But I don't know of any future meetings that we've got scheduled at right now at all.
And to brag on the press, got two of them here, three.
Well, they're all here.
Three of them here. Sorry, Jan. We have issues like this that is important to a lot of the public. When we make mention, they're, if not 100%, nearly 100% to get it out for folks and, you know, ahead of time. So we'll do our very best to let you know. Done? Thank you.
Thank you.